USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Biden sought to reverse key policies of former President Trump during this weekend's summit of the Group of 20. Biden lifted steel and aluminum tariffs enacted by Trump that was good for American producers, but had caused friction between the United States and the European Union. Talks included preventing Iran from securing a nuclear weapon, and Biden forged an agreement with other countries aimed at making corporations pay more in taxes. As leaders agreed the climate crisis must be addressed, China has announced it will continue to build more coal-powered power plants for at least another decade. For the first time, the Supreme Court will hear lawsuits against the Texas heartbeat law, which makes abortions illegal after a heartbeat is detected. Linda McClain, a professor of law at Boston University, tells CBSN what to expect.
To challenge an unconstitutional law that prevents women from getting access to abortion after 6 weeks.
USA Radio News.
Maybe this is you too. A lot of people do not like their health plan right now, and they're worried they're stuck with it. One that costs too much or doesn't meet their needs, or for whatever reason, they're just not happy with it. If that is you, some great news. There really is another choice. It's called MediShare, and it's such a great option, especially if you're self-employed, changing jobs, or part of the gig economy. Here's what you get when you switch to MediShare. First, huge savings. The typical family saves $500 a month. You also get a massive doctor network, or you can just use the doctor of your choice, or MediShare's free 24/7 telehealth option. And you get to be part of something you can believe in. MediShare is a community of Christians who share each other's healthcare bills. No wonder MediShare gets double the customer satisfaction ratings compared with typical health insurance. So no, you are not stuck. You've got a great alternative. Call now. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
The Georgia Secretary of State disputes President Trump's claim over voter fraud.
President Joe Biden's victory in Georgia in the 2020 presidential election was the first time a Democrat had won that state since 1992, but then President Trump did claim there was voter fraud involved. You may remember he demanded that Georgia's Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger find the votes to overturn the election. He made that request in a phone call a few days after the polls closed. Now Raffensperger tells NBC's Meet the Press the numbers never supported any of the claims of the former president.
He said there was 10,000 dead people. There's less than five. He said that there were thousands of felons and there was less than 74. He said there were 66,000 underage voters. There were zero.
Raffensperger also appearing on NBC's Meet the Press, where he said he would gladly take part in any interviews with the Fulton County District Attorney with regards to an ongoing investigation into former President Trump. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
We are USA Radio News.
Bingo fun fact number 24. Online bingo is now America's favorite pastime activity. Go to BingoRadioUSA.com to play Bingo Treasure for free. Play from any device, your smartphone, tablet, or computer. The account is free. The play is free. Play one card. Play more. Chat with other players. Meet new friends. It's all free at BingoRadioUSA.com. That's BingoRadioUSA.com. Bingo from any device. Hurry! Free accounts are limited.
As the Biden administration is allowing unvaccinated illegal immigrants into the United States, they are placing these folks in communities throughout America. Now, with the vaccine mandate by President Biden, Americans across the country are losing their livelihoods. Dozens of firehouses in New York City are forced to close because of the layoffs. One Colorado teacher is speaking up and says this is bad for education. Benjamin Helgeson on Fox News.
They informed me that despite the religious exemption, my presence would cause an undue hardship and that myself and my colleagues would be placed on unpaid leave through the remainder of the year and beyond. You remember when, I don't know if your viewers have seen Clark W. Griswold, when he got his letter from his boss about being in the Jelly of the Month Club. You know, it was like a bang over the head and a punch in the face, quite honestly. And beyond that, gut-wrenching and surprising, because we actually took all the steps necessary in order to be granted our exemption, so it was a surprise in the worst way.
The school district has told teachers not to talk to other teachers or students.
That's a million-dollar question. Honestly, we didn't do anything wrong, so there was no reason to be punished that way. And basically, I'm at a loss for why they would have said that.
Yeah.
And in response, we did file a suit. Basically saying that was discriminating against our freedom of speech rights.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.